Welcome to episode 55 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So, it's 2012, a brand new year and a brand new set of possibilities for the next 12 months. Now, no doubt a lot of you are just dying to try out the new kit that you received for Christmas, and of course, I'll look forward to seeing your pictures and various updates online. But the start to my year is actually something of a catch-up already, a time to reflect on 2011 and an opportunity to tie up a few loose ends which slipped through the net in the last week or so. Now, one of my tasks over the course of this next week will be to have a clean-up of my computers, making sure that files are in order and therefore making sure that I don't miss any opportunities to share my activities with you guys. I've already started the process, and as a result, this week's show features the final recording I made on my trip to Berlin with Manfrotto last year. With bright highlights and dark shadows, people moving in and out of frame, a humorous tripod arrangement, and a complete language barrier fail, it's all in there. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 55. The music you can hear is thanks to the Manfrotto Imagine More factory, display, the interactive experience that's been put on here in Berlin, in Germany. I'm here basically recording events for The Active Photographer. I've been doing some audio recording through the day. We went on a photo walk around the city. It was all very nice. And I'm just stood here, and the time is just after 8 o'clock in the evening. And for the life of me, I can't remember the name of this plaza, but it'll be in the show notes. You'll be able to find out. And what I'm doing here is just doing some really nice nighttime photographs of the display. What I've got in front of me is this kind of big cube, which has like what they're calling the kissing booth, where people can have their pictures taken. There's also inside the cube, it's all sort of, it's got a door, stupid thing to say. It's basically got a door which prevents anyone from seeing inside, but when you get inside there's a really nice, some essentially studio atmosphere with a number of setups with sort of rock band area and all this sort of thing. This plaza is just amazing. There's so much. It's all man-made light. You've got neon signage, you've got restaurants. To my left here is the Sony Center, and it's just a fantastic experience. This is my third attempt at making this recording, because I've had various people coming up to me, photographers and people from events through the day. This is actually my first day. I arrived on the plane yesterday evening, and I've now got the rest of this evening, tomorrow, and my flight goes, I have to head to the airport 3:30 tomorrow. But what I've got in front of me is one of Manfrotto's compact range of tripods. Now, those of you who follow The Active Photographer, especially the test and review pages, you will know that I tested out one of their other compact range tripods. Very similar, this one just has a standard ball and socket head, the other one had a kind of a pistol grip type thing. I will link to that in the show notes. Now, one of the things that a fellow photographer has just said to me, he felt the need to take my picture because it does look a little bit ridiculous. I've got a blooming great Nikon D3, big heavy camera on this very lightweight tripod. I wouldn't really recommend it. It's not really what Manfrotto would recommend, but I was traveling light for this couple of days in Berlin, and so I deliberately didn't bring a tripod. I was just going to work handheld. I've got pocket tripods which would have sort of done the job, but Manfrotto have given me this tripod, so I thought, well, use it. And again, it's product placement for them in this area with lots of people, so I will shut up talking about products now, because I'm not being paid to tell you about it. I'm just telling you what I've got in front of me. What I have got in front of me, though, is this area where there are people having drinks. There's a standing and seating area. And I'm just going to move the tripod. I've got the tripod set up. I'm just going to move back a little bit and angle the camera down my D3 here is set up with a 24-85 lens, and my working aperture is f22, so really sharp front to back. And what I want to do is, I've got some signage in the foreground, and it's a real challenge because we've got this signage which is quite light, and of course there's a lot of dark areas around around the frame. So I'm actually going to focus on that, and for this first shot, I'm going to make that sign. It's like a perspex white rectangle, as it were. I'm going to make that my focal point. So just fastening up the head, which, you know, the head itself isn't loose on this tripod, but because of the excessive weight of this camera, it's a little bit, you know, it has to be extra tightened. So here we go, ISO 200. No noise in the pictures, f22, the camera's on the timer, focus is locked there, it's 8 seconds f22, step away from the camera, and there's the shutter tripping. And so got a real range of highlights and people there are going to be silhouetted. That's really nice. I haven't blown out the Manfrotto sign, which is just as well. It's just about sharp. I think, yeah, it is sharp. I'm a little bit tentative as to what's happening with the sharpness, just because of the potential for movement with this tripod. But I'm going to take another one just to see. I was using one of the left-hand focal points of this camera, and the way that focus sensors work with these cameras, the one in the centre of your viewfinder is always going to be the strongest one. So just as a test and a comparison, I'm going to use the central one. I'm just going to lock that focus, reframe, trip the shutter again, and we'll see what that does. It may not make a lot of difference this evening. Perspex signs, because of the nature of how text is printed on them, and this here says Manfrotto Imagine More, sometimes appear a little bit soft. So that's taken the shotgun and zoom in, and yeah, it's not making a great deal of difference, so it must just be that sign, because when I zoom in and I have a look around the rest of the frame, I can see that essentially everything else is all nice and sharp. From the same position, what I want to do is zoom in. I'm just going to raise the tripod up a fraction. Let's see, here we go, which is not ideal. This is doing nothing for my street cred, because I would never advise doing half the things I'm doing here. I do have a bag with me, but there is not sufficient weight in it to add stability on this occasion. So I'm just going to lock the tripod up and see here. Okay. Now, because of the people stood there going to be silhouetted, I want to make sure that the sign which says kissing booth, I want to make sure that is nice and sharp. I'm actually going to shoot at F, something way, way down. So F4, completely the opposite end of the scale. And I'm just going to angle the camera so that I can lock the focus. Oops. Lock the focus on the signage. And that's looking really nice. And F4, a sixth of a second. Again, step away from the camera. Nice quick exposure. There we go. That's totally blown out the sign because it's so bright. So I actually had my exposure compensation set to +1 on that. Probably should have mentioned that before. Here we go. Again, 13th of a second, F4. So I've zeroed that down to zero. No, it's still too bright, so we're going to just keep on dialing it down. I'm going -1 stop, gives me 25th of a second at F4. Nice and quick, and that now is exactly as I want it. Nice and sharp. The only thing is, I want to move around now to make sure I've got all the lettering of kissing booth, because that was not quite all in. There's people in the way, so I'm just trying to... No, that's not going to work. I'm going to move round, because where people, from the angle I was a bit just below head height. That wasn't going to work, so people are obstructing the signage. So I'm just going to
try again from this different angle. 30th of the second, F4. Hope no one gets in the way. Quick, quick, quick.
Lovely. So,
really nice silhouetted people just moving ever so slightly closer. Another quick shot. Again, you know, when you're working with the public, you can't always tell them what to do. So I have to work around them. It's a little bit dark. I'm going to dial it to minus 0.3. Let's have another shot here. It's a light coming straight into the lens, so it should give a nice starburst ever so slightly. There we go. Nice and sharp. This is kissing booth, silhouetted.
Brilliant.
So, just going to finish off this area with one more shot. People probably wondering why I'm talking to myself, but given that I'm in Berlin and I don't speak German, and chances are a lot of people maybe don't speak English, I'm sure a lot of them do, but it really doesn't matter. So I'm just going again slightly wider. Here we go. I've got a much bigger display ahead of me, and I'm just going to set the camera back to about one stop on the exposure compensation. I'm going to set it, I think I was on F22, so I'm just going to double check on a previous shot. Looking at the back of the camera, where are we? There we go, to the previous really wide angle, so it's F22, F8 with plus one exposure compensation. Okay, again, this time I'm going to focus right on the furthest point of the stand. People looking tentative as they walk by, but that's fair enough. They don't want to be in the picture, but of course they won't really record. But let's just see. There's a couple just walking very slowly in front of me, and I don't want them to be in the frame, just blocking everything. So here we go. That looks good. 5 seconds, F22. People moving right across where I don't need them. I'm feeling, oh, that's all right. Yeah, no, that's good. Bear in mind, when you have moving objects in a frame, long exposures, people aren't going to record if they're all moving. That's really nice. A little bit of blowout because of the lights here. I'm just going to try another, drop it down to plus 0.3 on the exposure compensation. Gives me 3 seconds at F22. Again, just double check my focusing. Oh, you probably heard the click. That's because I was a little bit too... that was a little bit too enthusiastic. Blurred image. Delete that one straight away. So, there we go. Try again. Okay, focus lock. 3 seconds, F22. And I've done it again. Okay, so let's try once more. The D3 shutter release is very sensitive, and sometimes that does happen. So here we go. Slight change in the light, focus lock, 4 seconds, F22. And let's see what happens here. There we go. That's more like it. Let's have a look. It's just that much darker. I'm just going to just for the hell of it, go to, because I've still got some burnout, can't always be helped, but just I want to get where it says kissing booth in. So I'm just going to take it down to, what should we do? Should we make it really dramatic? Let's make it, minus 0.7. Yeah, let's go minus 1. There we go. Give me 1.3 seconds at F22. Someone right where I don't want them to be, and they're standing there. No, that's no good. No good at all. So, just didn't want people to be where they were. And now I've got loads of people walking in front of me. It's just the way it goes. I'm going to try again, F22, 1 second, and all of a sudden we've got loads of people here. Just the exposure's enough to freeze them, unfortunately. So, there we go. So a whole raft of people, that's just not working. It just must be a very busy, just one of those things, people suddenly appear. Okay, it's all clear. Let's try this once more. Quick, quick. There we go. Yeah, perfect. That's kind of almost too dark, so I kind of prefer the earlier shots. It's always a balance with any photography, but especially nighttime photography. You've got the highlights, the mid-tones, You have to find out what you're happy with. But, you know, it's good. It's another, that's three shots that I've got now. I'm just going to try one more. Again, still blabbering to myself in a foreign language. And here we go, my colleagues at the front here, wondering what I'm doing with their tripod in such a peculiar arrangement. And yeah, okay, let's try this. We've got the front of the Manfrotto display, which is really nice. The camera, as I kind of alluded to before, the camera is at just about chest height. And that's really nice. I'm just going to do, again, one thing I would not advise, and that is to have all the legs extended. This is quite a short tripod. And the centre column almost totally extended. And that's nice. I'm going to go in for quite a close crop. In an ideal world, I would say I would have a taller tripod, because I'm actually having to angle up slightly, angle the camera up. But, you know, can't be helped. Manfrotto have got this kind of balloon, for want of a better word, that's sort of inflated and hanging above their stand, which is really nice. But what I'm going to do now, that's kind of like a nice sort of shape. It's not really moving though, which is nice. Bit of a breeze here. And go to plus 0.7 on the exposure compensation. F22 again. And this is now 20 seconds. So lots of people walking around. That's okay, I don't mind that. What I've got in front of me then is the buildings, all the offices behind. Sorry, I don't speak German.
Piano sea, with little ships, with light on the ships.
The light? On the camera? No, sorry.
On the piano sea, there are little ships with lights, also farbig. Red, blue, yellow.
On a piano?
Water.
On the water, of the lights,
sea.
Yeah.
A little
sea here. On the fountain and the...
Yeah, I have thought you can say where the sea is, because we don't know where the sea is here. Piano sea.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so there we go, a bit of a language barrier. yeah, that's kind of thrown me. Let's get back to the pictures. Okay, so that's really really nice. Nice sharp picture. What can I do here? That's really thrown me. I really wish I could have answered that lady's questions, but I have no idea what she said. Something about piano or chips? I don't know. Let's go to... That's really tickled me. Try another shot. I'm going to just check this previous shot. Where are we? I've just gone straight past it. There we go. Come on. A little bit dark, so I'm just going to lighten it up. So it's plus 0.7. I'm going to go plus 0.1.3. Plus 1.3 on the exposure compensation. Just to lighten it a little bit. Zooming in a fraction, we've got some really nice kind of neon lights in the ground here, which is nice. It's just a little bit too much. Zoom out a fraction. I think that's going to be okay. And, yeah. Okay, 30 seconds, F22. And we'll see what happens here. People walking straight towards the camera. And again, giving me funny looks. kind of get used to it, I guess. But, you know, it's all in the name of some really nice pictures. I'm really happy with all of this evening. Given that it's meant to get to zero tonight, it's actually not too cold at the moment. My hands are getting a little bit chilly, but I can always go indoors and talk to the nice people there and warm up and stuff, which is good. So let's have a look at this picture. That's really nice. Again, lovely and sharp. Now I could, it's really good, it shows movement of people there. I could make this sort of freeze the action. In fact, that's what I'm going to do, you know. There's a lot of people, all of a sudden, I'm going to switch the focus to manual so that it doesn't change its focal point. And it's now an eighth of a second. Let's have a look. appears to have attracted a crowd. Let's see. Yeah, this is good, because still a bit of movement, but enough to record people more. So that's fine. I'm going to just double check, see how that's looking. Nice and sharp. I'm going to just take it right down to f5.6 again, just to show a bit, you know, people a bit clearer. There we go. That's 1.6 seconds. That's really nice. I'm liking that. I'm going to go to f4 again. Not a lot of people now that I suddenly want to do this. There we go. Okay. That's really nice. I'm going to wait for a few more people to turn up. What I've got here, you know, you want to create a sense of atmosphere. And to do that, you want to have static objects and you want to have people moving. So I'm just going to carry on, just keeping on shooting. The focus is locked. And what I could really do with is another... That's nice. Ah, oh, someone's dropped their phone right in front of me. It's not funny, but it doesn't really help me a lot. That's really good. I could really do, just to finish off the sequence, I could do with a bunch more people. And looking over my shoulder, that's really good. I just want to feel the foreground here. Come on, folks. That's it. Here we go. Okay. Bit of timing going on here. That's it. Movement. Yeah. Lovely. Okay. I think... You know, you're always looking for the best possible option. That's nice. The display is nice and sharp. People in the picture. Someone on his phone right in front of me. I don't know if I'm going to get... I could be here all night just waiting and have other stuff to do, but here we go. Second guest going to start off this picture. We'll make this the last one, I think. Okay, one more. There we go. And that is lovely. I've got everything as I want it. And I'm going to just... trouble is, every time I finish on, say I'm done, there's more people coming in the picture. That's perfect. Come on. That's the shot I wanted. It is absolutely worth waiting for, you see. If you just hang around just a few more minutes more than you thought you would, you often get the picture you want. So... On that note, I'm going to sign off from this. And, yeah, hopefully that's given you some idea of a series of pictures around the same subject, just working different angles and seeing what's going on.
If all goes to plan, I'll also be uploading a selection of pictures from my trip onto the Giles Babbage Photography website in the coming days. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast. CurrentPhotographer.com.